Time to talk Troy Children football here on our locker room chat on FM 103.9 KNZA with head coach Derek Jasper. Johnny came back with you last week. Well, Troy went on the road to Jeff County North. Tough game all the way around, but ultimately a 22-12 loss for the Trojans. And so, coach, overall, you know, going in, JCN was pretty good. Your guys actually played pretty well, just ultimately came up on the short end of the stick. So just what were your thoughts overall?
Oh, yeah, our third loss in a row. We're kind of reeling right now. We need to get back on track. Yeah, we played a lot better than we did in our homecoming game. Actually had more yards than they did. We put up 315 yards of offense, so that was much better than the week before. We made some changes, and that seemed to pay off that night anyway. So we threw the ball well that night, 295 yards passing. Didn't accumulate into a lot of points, just two touchdowns again for all those yards. But I made a couple stupid play calls on two-point conversions that could have made this game a one-score game for sure. And then I thought we had maybe had a touchdown in the last couple minutes of the game that didn't get called a touchdown. So a really close game, a real tough battle. JCN's a physical team, a physical run team. Their quarterback made some big plays, the biggest being on a 4th and 4 where he busted a couple tackles that we had him, and he busted a couple and got a 47-yard touchdown to kind of seal the game and get them to 22. So a better effort overall. I mean, I saw a team Friday night that I would like to take into battle the rest of the year. You know, had some energy and had some fight and were competitive. And that's a key thing for us, because the week before we were a little disappointed in our effort. So I thought it was a good bounce back by our guys, but still our third loss in a row. So can't get too excited about losing a game.
You know, I know you talked to me after that Valley Heights game and said it was kind of some of the little things that cost your guys in that one. And I know you just mentioned a little bit some of the same things against Jeff County North, just some things on some key situations. Is that just the way you look at it right now, the last couple of games especially, that it's just been some of the little things that's costing the guys?
Yeah, I mean, this JCN game came down to maybe 3 or 4 plays, and it's a different outcome. We fumbled on a 3rd and 1, and then I kind of chickened out and punted it on our first possession after half when it was 14-6. So that was kind of a key mistake. But Cam played really well at the quarterback position overall, so played one of his better games. And so if we can do that, he didn't get sacked at all, so our O-line protection scheme was good. And our receivers did a good job making plays after the catch. Defensively, just a couple of missed tackles on that big play. Otherwise, it wasn't a bad effort. We were in position, and we're really, I don't know, I mean, we kind of had things figured out on the defensive side, and I think now we're starting to figure things out with our personnel groupings on offense. So hopefully that'll be a key thing going forward. No shame in losing to JCN. They're a 5-2 ball club, a really good team, but I felt like we kind of stood toe-to-toe with them and should have had a chance to win that game.
Now you look at it this week, you'll wrap up the regular season as you'll play host to Horton before starting the playoffs coming up next Friday night. We'll talk about that matchup with the Chargers when we come back on the Troy Trojans Locker Room Chat. Welcome back inside the Troy Trojans Locker Room Chat. We're talking with head coach Derek Jasper. It is brought to you by Troy Booster Club, John's Market, Kinsey Farms, Exchange Bank of Troy, and Anderson Meats. And, well, coach, look ahead to this week. Wrap up the regular season taking on Horton. It's a game where pretty much you win, you pretty much guarantee yourself that 6th spot in the district there in Class 1A. So what do you look at here with this matchup with the Chargers?
Well, Horton's kind of been struggling. We know that. But, boy, they still got some fight. Their numbers are up a little bit this year, so you know, they're excited about their program. They've got the same coaching staff, so some continuity there is going to help them, and they probably feel like this is one that they have a chance to get. Looking at us, it's kind of for a battle for the cellar in the district, so probably one that they're going to be optimistic about, one that we need to show up for and try to jump on them early, not let them hang around with us, or they could get a lot of confidence. Certainly not a position that we wanted to be in, playing for 6th or 7th in the district, but that's kind of where we find ourselves now. Felt pretty good back when we were 3-1. We thought, man, we could secure a winning record this year after a 2-7 record last year. But now here we are setting at 3-4, so we really need this one to get us back to .500, get us even at 4-4, and then give us some confidence going into that week 9 do-or-die game.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that, is having confidence. I know you go into this game against Horton, and you feel like if you can pick up a victory, you're going to be pretty comfortable with what you have going into the playoffs next week. Is that how you feel about anybody that you possibly match up with next Friday night in the first week of the playoffs, that you'll be pretty confident?
Absolutely. I mean, we're going to have to go on the road, and we really kind of wanted to earn a home game, but that just didn't end up happening. So we have to go on the road and all, but we still feel like anybody, you know, we could play with anybody on a given night. Our offense is explosive enough, and our defense has been kind of our strength all year. So we feel on any given night, if we really play well and limit some of our mistakes and limit some of our turnovers and penalties, that we would have a chance against anyone. And I hope our kids feel that way. I think we got a little bit of confidence back on offense last Friday night at JCN, and we just need to continue that this week against Horton, try to put up a few more points. I mean, getting two touchdowns in a game is pretty hard to win, and that's kind of what we've done, I think, in like five of our seven games. We've gotten two touchdowns, so need to get some more points on the board, and then just need to accumulate those yards into points and do that on Friday night.
Well, Coach, we wish you the best of luck. Thank you, as always, for taking the time. We certainly appreciate it. But good luck against Horton on Friday, and we'll talk to you one final time next week.
Thanks a lot, Johnny.
All right, Coach, thank you. Derek Jasper, head coach of the Troy Trojans, joining us on our Locker Room Chats. They're brought to you by the Troy Booster Club, Johns Market, Kinsey Farms, Exchange Bank of Troy, and Anderson Meats here on KNZA.